We are back. We are back. This is the Counselor's Connection. I'm your host, Fabian Vixen. Tonight's episode, this is a Monday that I'm recording on. This is a weird day for me to record, but we are going to be discussing compassion fatigue. What's the definition of it? Some signs for it and some ways to combat it and possible burnout. We're going to have my housekeeping items, of course. And my final thought on 2022 so far this year. This is the part of my show I say, let's go. So when we look at compassion fatigue as counselors, if you want to define it and get an actual clinical definition, it is a term that describes the physical, emotional, and psychological impact of helping others. Often through experiences of stress or trauma, compassion fatigue is often mistaken for burnout, which is a cumulative sense of fatigue or dissatisfaction. What I take from that definition, it is a slight difference from burnout. Now, if you want to look at some differences between burnout or compassion fatigue, burnout is a psychological term referring to general exhaustion or lack of interest or motivation regarding your work, whereas compassion fatigue is vicarious trauma, which is based on negative emotions that individuals feel from helping others at work, which is something that counselors deal with, or, you know, 911 operators or police officers, firemen, firewomen, anything that's help related for other people that we do, teachers, administrators, first responders, doctors, those sorts of occupations do encompass compassion fatigue. And there are some different ways to look for it, but I want to talk about some symptoms to look for when you have compassion fatigue. We have possibly dealt with it from time to time, but we'll get to some self-care things that I do as far as dealing with compassion fatigue. So some symptoms that we look for in compassion fatigue is mood swings. A lot of these might sound like anxiety or depression, but it could be a trigger from compassion fatigue from your role or job that you're doing. Drastic mood swings, being cynical, quick temper, detachment from friends, family, possible forms of addiction, signs of anxiety or depression, having issues being productive, insomnia, you're looking at digestive issue, headaches, appetite changes, more fatigue than you're used to, exhaustion. Compassion fatigue sounds like depression or anxiety or some type of other disorders, but a lot of things that you may be dealing with as far as counseling is dealing with could be possibly triggered from compassion fatigue, where you're exhausted from helping others. So let's say, for instance, you're in a school setting and the main thing that you deal with is a lot of student trauma or student issues, behavior issues, or even down to if you're helping administrators and it doesn't seem like you're being recognized for it, and you get frustrated through it. That could be more frustration, but that could be a compassion fatigue where you're trying to make sure that you're building on success for your scholars and your teachers, and making sure that your school SIP is in place and being successful. And sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't, and you do everything you can. You exhaust all your resources, exhaust your physical toll and your physical resources to become more less of you. You have nothing. You can't pour from an empty cup. Let me say that. If you pour from an empty cup, you get nothing. another example I could use, for instance, let's say, for instance, you have a drink, we'll say a Coca-Cola, and you get it out of the can. It's not in the refrigerator. For me, I don't like putting ice in my drinks because it waters it down, and I want a drink to have the strongest Coke possible, or Dr. Pepper. I love Dr. Pepper. And I put as little ice in it as possible, so that way it won't water the drink down to a point where it's not drinkable. Look at compassion fatigue in that same sense, where you got a lot of ice to cool the drink down. You drink it. And it melts. Now, say for instance, your drink is your comprehensive program. That's your small groups, individual sessions, advisement, core curriculum, so forth and so on. And you continue to put ice in there, like 504, MTSS, RTI, non-counseling tasks such as testing coordinator or lunch duty or bus duty, disciplinary, disciplinary actions. So many other things that you put in a drink as far as ice. When you have too much ice in a drink and you have a hot drink, it's going to melt very quickly to a point where that drink is undrinkable and you have to pour it out. Then you have to start over and you have to adjust the ice. Now, sometimes we will have to adjust the ice in our roles. Make sure that when we advocate for our programs, our comprehensive program, make sure that we don't put a lot of ice cubes in our soda. Some things are unavoidable. You might have to have duty. It's not non-school counseling if everybody in the building has that same duty at the same time. So like if everybody has afternoon duty, like a hall duty or a bus duty or whatnot, then that's a fair share responsibility. Whereas if you have, let's say for instance, you have a 504, as counselors, of course, we try to help with small groups or try to help consult or collaborate with making sure those accommodations are put forth. It's a non-school counselor that's where the 504 chair. Same thing as the MTSS, where we see the students as a number or a data point instead of being an advocate for that student to make sure the accommodations or the right classes or small groups. So those things we need to make sure that they're be successful in closing those achievement gaps or behavior gaps even. So when you think about pouring a coat, use about 3 or 4 cubes instead of trying to put 10 or 12 cubes in there, because your drink's going to get watered down faster. You're not going to drink it. Now, there's some ways that you can take care of compassion fatigue. Sleep is the main thing. Doctors say 7 to 9 hours of sleep for adults. For kids, 9 to 11 hours, because their body's still growing, brains are still changing. Until they reach the age of 18 to 21, that's when their brains, are fully developed. Decision-making processes and cognitive skills are still ongoing because you're still learning as a young adult or a teenager. So those skills are still going to be taught through experiences and adult supervision and whatnot. Another thing, make sure you do when you have compassion fatigue, make sure that you stay hydrated, lots of water, eat well, make sure you eat a salad every now and then. For the past few weeks, I know I've been dealing with some blood pressure issues myself, and that was an onset trigger from the passing of my mother. I had a sinus infection and it went break, and the day after she died, I went to an urgent care because I just couldn't take. I usually get a sinus infection once or twice a year. In the last couple of years, I didn't get one. But this past year, I did get one right around before my mom died. And went to the doctor. They noticed my blood pressure was like 152 over 107 or 160 over 110. And it didn't. And I never felt it. Never felt the change in my body itself, or I wasn't feeling well, or I thought it was just because I was sick. But then my blood pressure consistently stayed above 130, 140. It got to a point where at work one day it was at 171 over 117. And I didn't feel anything. And it got so bad I had to take a day off of work to went to the doctor the night before, like I said, urgent care. They treated me with some blood pressure pills till I get to my primary doctor, which will not be anytime soon. But I had to find a balance of, I had to cut back on my diet as far as a lot of salt intake, cut back a lot on sodas, eat salads during lunch. I'm trying to cut back on my meals at home as far as portion size, cut back on, you know, salts and processed fats and processed foods. It just helped my regulate my blood pressure to a point where it's slightly high, which means, I know I have high blood pressure. I'm not speaking it, but it's trending that way, which is also hereditary because both my parents had high blood pressure, especially my mom. She had a lot of issues going on from, if you listen to my previous podcast, type 2 diabetic, had a kidney ailment for years. Blood pressure, she did everything right as far as making sure she took care of her body to get a kidney transplant, and unfortunately she died from COVID triggering a whole lot of stuff that we didn't know, as far as a brain tumor, heart aneurysm, lacerated colon, a lot of things that from her having COVID, a stroke also, she had a stroke, a lot of things just triggered that. So the main thing is make sure you, you do these things here, those are the basic things as far as self-care. Another thing I want to talk about also is getting, make sure you get professional help. A lot of jobs have EAP programs where you have free counseling. I'm working on that now to take care of myself on a daily basis, but it's still a work in progress, but I'm making sure I'm doing the basic things here, so that way I could be around for a while for my scholars, not only my scholars, but my family, my wife, my kids, my friends, because those are the people that are looking out, that are needing me the most right now. And it's very difficult to take care of them when you're in a hospital or you're not taking care of yourself. So make sure that you, if you need professional help, make sure you go out there and find, research your EAP program through your district, that sort of thing. Make sure that you are mainly taking care of yourself, because if you don't take care of yourself, nobody's gonna be there to do it for you. Now, some things I've done when I get home. When I get home, I've talked about this. I do a lot of things at home differently now, as far as taking care of myself. I'm gonna talk about some of the things I do right after we take this quick break. Now, some of the things that I do as far as when I get home from work and dealing with, detoxing from work, the one thing I've started doing, let me go back a little bit. So we stay in a house my wife grew up in, and we have, a lot of houses have a den or have a living room, and our living room was just used for storage and a lot of stuff in here. And we started cleaning it out back in November, right after my mom died, and I said, hey, can we use this for like a man cave? It's not really a man cave, but it's an area for me, so I could just come in and just detox from work and just take a few hours. I'm not gonna lie, not a couple minutes, a few hours. My wife helped me set up a mini office area. I found an iMac on eBay for real cheap. Bought it a week or two ago, and we placed it in here. We have got a desk from a Liquid Furniture Liquidator for $20. Got an office chair for $20. She put a grid up, and maybe I'll put some pictures up on it on a webpage or something. Show what my little corner of the room is for us recording both my podcasts. You know, I do a sports podcast, the Four Valley Boys. You can follow on Anchor as well as this podcast. Since I haven't recorded in a while, so I'm taking the time out to record. So I use this space for recording and, surfing the internet. I I do not bring my work laptop home, because if I bring my work laptop home, I'm going to be triggered to do some work. That is real talk, because I open it up, log into my email, check email, send some email, do some work. So this is something I use for as recreational or, you know, things I need to do around the house. But if I had to do work, I could do it here, but I'm not tied to my work laptop. So that is something that I do not have to worry about. So I'm not tied to doing anything work related unless it's absolutely necessary. I've started doing that for the last few weeks. I've got to a point now where I'm 6 years in as a counselor, and sometimes work's, you're never going to get caught up. I've said this last year on a previous episode. My wife's mom was worked with DFACS, and the only time she was complete with her work is when she retired. And that took me aback a little bit, because that is true. Your desk is never going to be clean. Your office is never going to be clean until you retire or you lead the profession. So the work is always going to be there. Just take time out to make sure that you're taking care of yourself. Simple as that. No ifs, ands, or buts. That's non-negotiable for me. So the things I do when I get home is I watch TV. I bought a book 2 years ago during the pandemic and haven't read it yet. I forgot the name of it, but I'm going to read it. Even if it's a school counselor book or something non-fiction or something fiction, just read it. Take some time to read a book. It'll build your vocabulary, build your creativity. Those are some things I know I'm saying that. Just try not to watch the news a lot. I've gone away from watching the news, especially since the previous president was in office. Especially now with the things going on with Ukraine and possible World War III, whatever. I'm not going to get into that because this is not a political podcast. So just try to make sure I stay abreast of the news, but not try to be in the news. So that way it could raise my stress levels or whatnot. Weekends, I make sure I do nothing. I help clean up or do small little projects or whatever. Make sure I do those things and take care of myself to make sure I stay healthy or whatnot. So those are minor things that I do. Especially with both my parents being gone, it's tough. But just things I've realized since, I had my issue with blood pressure. I never had to deal with blood pressure until now, and ain't no telling how long it's been high. But it's to a point where it's regulated, to a point where it's manageable till I can get to my doctor, which is soon, hopefully, and we'll talk out a strategy as far as make sure I get healthy and make sure I be here for the long run. Now I'll be right back with my housekeeping items after this. We are back with my housekeeping items. Of course, you can follow my podcast on a number of platforms. You can follow on Google Podcasts, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, Spotify, as well as Apple Podcasts. There's probably other ways to find it. You can Google my name, Fabian Bixon, Counselor Connect. You'll find some other ways to follow the podcast as well. Hopefully, we'll have Steve and Caroline on to talk about tying in, of course, school counseling to a new Marvel show. It's going to come out in a week or two on Moon Knight. That's going to be very interesting. I really want to watch that series, and it's going to delve into multiple personalities of Oscar Isaac's character. It's going to be interesting. I like the graphics. Moon Knight is a character I've seen, not really heard of, know too much of, so I'm going into this a little blind. So I'm going to be happy to see it. It's going to deal with, of course, multiple personality disorder, DID, depression, a lot of that different stuff, that character. And basically, he's a crazy Batman dressed in white. Or is he dressed in white? Does he think he's a Moon Knight and just beating the crap out of folks? We don't know, but we're going to watch the show with unabated breath when it comes out within the next week or two. I'm very excited to watch it. And as you know, I love movies. I
Just saw the Batman movie this past weekend, part of another part of self-care. Watch movies. Treat yourself, you know, use that time to relax, not worry about anything. And I actually enjoyed it. There's some things that, you know, could have improved, but this is not a movie podcast. Hopefully we could talk about that as well. But that could be tied in as well to school counseling as far as dealing with generational curses, a lot of different things you could delve into. I don't want to give away too much in the movie because it just came out. So that's something I'm looking forward to. Also, anybody that listens to this podcast that's going to the American School Counselor Association Conference, myself and Diana Virgil will be presenting on strengthening the counselor-principal relationship. It'll be at 2:30 Central Time in Austin, Texas. I haven't looked at the room as of yet, as far as where we're presenting, so I don't know that as of yet. It just had a schedule. I haven't looked at the Ask app. It has not updated yet, to my knowledge. So I'm really excited about that. And, you know, as a school counselor, as an educator, you know, anybody that's listened to the podcast, that's a, you know, that's a company or, you know, you like to sponsor a brother, you know, pay for a plane ticket, anything like that, so I could, you know, keep my money. I'm not turning down anything. I'll really appreciate it. We'll give you a shout out as an ad on the show. And we really appreciate this, the support. Now, let me get to my final thoughts on 2022 right after this. Fabe's final thought. So we are in the third month of 2022. And how's it going so far for me? It sucks. It sucks real bad. Might not have a lot to say on this final thought, but this is part of the year where we're on the grind as far as getting the master scheduler built and start working on scholar schedules and getting sessions in. Possibly, you know, this is the time of year teachers decide if they're going to come back or not come back. People get promoted, folks retire, and we got to rebuild our teams and get ready for next year. That's a continuous theme for education. And to me, you get a couple months off during the summer, you get the breaks with the kids, that's great and everything. But in a sense, you know, it's status quo as far as getting used to it. Once you're used to getting into a rhythm of what you want to do as far as making sure you're prepared for the year coming up and you don't have to do a lot of work over the summer, so that way you can live your best life on the beach or at the house or anything that does not have to put you in a building for that summer. You want to make sure you're prepared to do that. So we already did a episode on master scheduling, the things that you do every year, my best practices, what I've seen and things that I've done over the last few years as far as scheduling. But this year's been a big adjustment. I'm so used to calling my mom once or twice a week, talking to my dad same time once or twice a week, and I don't have either one of them, so it sucks. I'm going on about it, but this is my therapy talking about it. It hurts so much to not have them here, but I miss them, and I know they're in a better place, and I know that they're up there arguing about cowboy movies, or my dad yelling at the TV about the Cowboys, or, you know, it sucks. But this is the part of the year where it's, you know, we do the same things over again, and we make sure we get ready for the school year. And we got to take it one day at a time, and hopefully, you know, it gets easier. I want to thank you for listening to my podcast. We out. Like it's common sense.
hopped out the Benz like it's common sense. Got a monkey on my feet like it's common sense. Got gorillas in the streets like it's common sense. Stack the money heads up like it's second nature. Got a stay pulled up like it's second nature. Keep a chip in my hair like it's second nature. Big wonder make me sweat like second nature.